The government said, you go here and you'll get help. Or you go in that Superdome and you'll get help. And they didn't get help. They got locked in there and they watched people being killed around them. And they watched people starving and they watched elderly people not get any medicine. And now they know it's happening because we've been telling them repeatedly over and over every day. And you know what they're doing now? And I'm not blaming anyone. I'm telling you what's happening. They have set up a checkpoint at the bottom of this bridge. This is the bridge that takes you from New Orleans over into Gretna, from Orleans Parish into Jefferson's Parish. It's the only way out. It's the connection to the rest of the world. And they've set up a checkpoint, and anyone who walks up out of that city now is turned around. You are not allowed to go to Gretna, Louisiana from New Orleans, Louisiana. Over there, there's hope. Over there, there's electricity. Over there, there's food and water. But you cannot go from there to there.
I think
the government will not allow you to do it. It's a fact.
I want to get some perspective here, because earlier today, the images
were... That is perspective.
Hang on a second.
That is all the perspective you need.
Corporations and small businesses and individual citizens across the nation.
Babble, babble, bitch, bitch, rebel, rebel, party, party, sex, 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 and don't forget the violence, blah, blah, blah. Got your lovey-dovey sad and lonely, stick your stupid slogan in. Everybody sing along. Everything has been said before, nothing left to say anymore. When it's all the same, you can ask for it by name. Are you motherfucking ready for a new shit? Stand up and admit.
If you don't need it, don't buy gas. If you don't need it, don't buy. Don't buy. Don't buy. Don't buy. Don't buy. Don't buy. And patience and resolve. It's also going to require a lot of money. And the federal government will do its part. But the private sector needs to do its part as well. And that's why I've asked Presidents Bush and Clinton to lead a nationwide fundraising effort to help the victims of Hurricane Katrina. In the days ahead, the former presidents will ask Americans to open their hearts and their wallets to help those in need. And they're going to talk to large corporations and small businesses and individual citizens across the nation. The contributions will benefit the relief organizations that are doing vital work on the ground. We're going to take a look and make sure that the money raised is money needed. Right now, if our fellow citizens want to help, they ought to give a cash donation.